This year, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So there are many issues we could discuss about the Bedikas Chametz, the Bior, when we search and when we burn. But today let's discuss a less serious issue, but still an important issue. It's the Minhag Yisrael, about the fast of the firstborn. Generally speaking, if you're a firstborn, generally speaking, there's a minhag to fast, even though today it's generally assumed you have a siyum instead. Like, it reminds me of what Yaakov Kamenetsky said about the original minhag on a yahrzeit was to fast. So people used to do is they used to make a siyum. To have a siyum, it's a minhag to fast. You have a sudas mitzvah. So therefore, you didn't have to fast. So you used to make a siyum, and you made a siyum on the yahrzeit. Today they dropped the siyum, but they kept the eating. So today it's understood most people either they could get a siyum and they don't fast. I guess there are some who do fast. And there's a whole discussion. Rav Henkin, I think, is even quoted as saying that you don't fast, you could just give... you could just give money instead. The minhag was never to fast. Either way, the minhag Yisrael, in theory anyway, is to have a fast day on Erev Pesach for the firstborns. Whole discussion, firstborn men, firstborn women. So the question is, clearly, there's no option of fasting on Shabbos. We know the only time you fast on Shabbos is when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. Even when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or Yud Zayin Tammuz, we don't fast. There is an interesting Avidraham that if Asara B'Tevas would fall out on Shabbos, it can't. So then we would fast on Shabbos because it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And there's a Ksas Rai because as we'll discuss shortly, Asara B'Tevas, you do fast on Friday when it happens on Friday, which is an exception to the rule, as we'll see. So what do? When Erev Shabbos, when the Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, what do you do for the Siyum HaBachor? So, clearly, you can't fast on Shabbos. So, do I move it to Sunday? Well, I can't move it to Sunday because it's Pesach the next 2 days. And then fasting on Chol HaMoed. So, to move it forward would be a little difficult. You have to wait till Pesach is over. But, so what about moving it? Because by Tisha B'Av, what do? On Tisha B'Av, when we can't have it on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. And that's because Tisha B'Av is a sad time, it's Prinios, it's a universal day of mourning, so we're not Mukdim Prinios, so we always want to push off bad tidings. So here, anyway, I don't know how practical, you can't really push it off, there'll be Pesach, will be over. So what do? So where do we find the concept of being Mukdim? We find by Tainus Esther, we just had it. Well, Purim in Yerushalayim fell out on Shabbos. For us in Chutz Laaretz, it fell out on Friday, and we fasted on Thursday. But in Yerushalayim, that's a good question. I assume we generally don't fast on Friday. So, and plus the fact that they read the Megillah, so I'm assuming that they pushed off the Tainus until Thursday. But in general, so the options are you push it off to you'll be marked them to Friday, but as a general rule, we don't fast on Friday. It's not covered Shabbos to go into Shabbos hungry and starving. On one end is a halacha, you can't go in full. You shouldn't have a suda gedola. There's no discussion of having meat. Do we have times when to stop eating? And that was the whole shaila with the Purim meal. However, when did you have it? But the bottom line is that there's an issue of eating too much on Friday, and there's an issue of eating not enough, not eating nothing. So what? So therefore, Friday is a difficult time. So therefore, maybe we push it off until Thursday. So that's the. So basically, there are three shitas. Well, as we'll see how we pass. One shita is you push it off to Thursday, or push. You bring it up to Thursday because Friday we don't fast. We generally, therefore, we don't want you to enter Shabbos starving, so therefore, you fast on Thursday. think there's some eerie sheet that it says you fast on Friday, even though you generally speaking you don't fast on Friday. It's not Kovet Shabbos, but apparently the Meiri holds that way. And then you have the sheet that the Trumas Hadeshim brings down, and others, that the sheet that many people will like, or at least firstborns, are you don't fast at all. If it's Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so I don't have to, it's not the same like Tachiyav as the other ones. And therefore, if you fast on Shabbos, if the Siyam falls on Shabbos, one does not have to fast at all.
So
the question is, so what are we paskin? So, halacha, the Shulchan Aruch brings down both days, and therefore it's mashma, the first yesh omer on Thursday, yesh omer not at all, so therefore, according to the Machaber, based on different columns, some would say according to if you Svardi, you don't have to fast at all. Others say maybe you should still, you don't have to fast at all, but at least, you know, it's nice to keep the, you should have a Seudas Mitzvah anyway. However, the Ramah, and the way the Minhag Ashkenaz seems to be, is that we mock them the fast day to Thursday, which always makes it much better than doing it Erev Pesach anyway. There's a lot going on. People have to drink four cups. So the Minhag Yisrael, at least among Svarim, there's more room to be Mako. Again, among Svarim, you always have different Minhagim, Ben Ishkai, others, but the Minhag Ashkenaz is that we have the Seudas HaBachor, not the Seudas, the Tainus HaBachor, instead of having it on Friday, because we don't like, instead of having it on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Erev Pesach, you can't fast. And on Friday, we don't like having a fast day, so we follow the pattern of Tainus Esther. It's a Tainus Yom Simcha. It's a time of Yeshua. In fact, some say that you should make a party instead of fasting. And therefore, it follows the pattern of Tainus Esther. And just like Tainus Esther, we don't fast on Friday. We move it to Thursday when the situation warrants. So, too, that seems to be the Minhag Yisrael, that this year we'll have the Tainus Bechor on Thursday.